This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinian and hospital officials say at least 39 people have been killed by Israeli strikes across northern Gaza. More from Reuters' David Doyle.
One Israeli strike in El Shati, one of the Gaza Strip's eight historic refugee camps, killed 24 people, while another 18 died in the El Kufa neighborhood. This man, Hassan Diara, said he was 300 meters away when the strike hit in El Shati. Half his house has been destroyed, he says, and his wife, son, daughter, and granddaughter are all in hospital. Israel's military said IDF fighter jets have struck two Hamas military infrastructure sites in the area of Gaza City. In a statement, Hamas said the attacks had targeted the civilian population and vowed that a price would be paid for Israel's violations against our people.
Reuters' David Doyle. An attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a commercial ship traveling through the Gulf of Aden, but apparently caused no damage, according to authorities. In the latest strike on the shipping lane by the group, Houthi attacks come after the sinking this week of the ship Tudor, which was marked what appears to be a new escalation by the Iranian-backed Houthis in their campaign on strikes on ships in the vital maritime corridor of the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Chinese support for the Russian government is already damaging the trade and economic relationship between China and Europe, according to German Vice Chancellor and Economy Minister Robert Habeck at a news conference in Shanghai.
So I explained to my Chinese partners that because of the war, now our economic relations is affected. We'll stop the export and the dual use goods that are then helping Russia to succeed in this war.
He went on to say that Europe cannot risk that the raw materials and technical goods they are dependent on be used against their own interests. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Ukraine commanders hoping to expand their use of U.S.-supplied weapons against Russia.
Ukraine is having some success in halting Russia's new push along the Northeast Front weeks after the decision allowing the country to use U.S.-supplied weapons for limited strikes in Russian territory. Military commanders are now calling for restrictions on long-range missiles to be lifted. Deteriorating battlefield conditions forced the U.S. to permit Ukraine to use Western-supplied artillery and rocket systems to defend the eastern city of Kharkiv. Their defense includes targeting border regions where Russian forces assemble and launch attacks. This move gave Ukraine time to fortify their own positions and even increased small offensive actions. But commanders said that without the ability to use long-range guided missiles, their hands are tied. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A senior U.S. diplomat held talks in Vietnam Saturday and said that the trust between the two countries was at an all-time high just days after Russian President Vladimir Putin's state visit to Hanoi. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia and Pacific Affairs Daniel Crittenbrink insisted that his trip was unrelated to Putin's visit Thursday. Vietnam had elevated the United States to its highest diplomatic status, comprehensive strategic partner, last year, putting it at the same level as China and Russia. A nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier arrived Saturday in South Korea for a three-way exercise involving Japan as they step up military training to cope with North Korean threats, which have escalated following a security pact with Russia. The arrival of U.S. Theodore Roosevelt strike group in Busan came a day after the South Korea summit, the Russian ambassador, to protest a major deal between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on an increase in emergency room visits across the United States from heat.
ER related visits in New York State were roughly 500% to 600% higher than the average June day this past week, according to the New York State Department of Health. In Houston, Dr. Neil Gandhi, the emergency medicine director at Houston Methodist Hospital, says they're seeing an uptick in patients.
The elderly who comes in with kind of a heat-related illness. We also see individuals who are involved in, blue-collar jobs or jobs which have a significant kind of outdoor work component.
He says they've seen patients come in at 104, 105 degrees and another degree, he says, and that patient is at risk of death. I'm Julie Walker.
For VOAnews.com, I'm Tommy McNeil.